In case you haven't noticed, user experience design has become the darling of the business community. Thanks in no small part to the success of Apple, companies have woken up to the selling power of good design. Finally, there has been a realization that simply adding more features will not make a product or service sell better. It is about providing a better experience. Whether that experience is how the product looks and feels in your hands or the details of the customer service people receive, user experience design can transform how the customer feels about a product. Unfortunately, although many businesses recognize the benefits of user experience design, they often start from entirely the wrong premise. Many organizations who are embracing user-centric design are asking how it can make their products or services better. Unfortunately, that's the wrong starting point. The problem with this approach is that it's actually still company-focused rather than user-centric. It says, we have this product or service and we want to make it appear more attractive to consumers so they buy it. It starts with existing features and looks at how to make them more attractive. This kind of approach is only ever going to make superficial changes. For example, if you take this view when you're designing a website, you may improve the site's usability and make it more visually appealing, but if the content doesn't address users' questions, then ultimately it's still going to fail. True user experience takes a step back and asks one fundamental question. Before a product is designed or a service shaped or a website conceived, one fundamental question has to be asked. What problem are you trying to solve for the customer? Ultimately, that is what user experience is about. It's about solving problems for users. It should empower users, make them feel that they can do something that they were previously unable to do. All the products and services I use make me feel like this. Amazon Prime makes me feel like I can get almost anything in my hands that I need instantly. Evernote makes me feel like I'll never forget anything. OmniFocus makes me feel in control. Feedly makes me feel like I'm keeping up to date with the world around me. And my iPhone makes me feel in touch with my friends and business. Now, hopefully, my website makes you feel like a web expert. Each starts from the premise of empowering users, not just making an existing product or service more appealing. They make me feel like a better person. Ultimately, user experience design should help solve user problems and facilitate them in achieving their goals. Of course, this means the user experience design has to shape the fundamental offering of an organization. That means that design needs to be represented at the highest levels of the business. With the exception of Silicon Valley startups, few companies have people with a design background on their board. I'm not just talking about graphic designers or web designers, but service designers too. People who have experience in shaping products and services to meet customers' needs. It's a skill lacking in the 21st century. There was a time when companies would create a product or service, and if people needed it, they would buy it. However, with so many competitors only a click away, it's vital that products and services are carefully shaped around users' needs from its initial conception. That means having people with the authority to shape the products and services that are being sold. And one of those services that you offer is your website. Too often we approach our websites with the attitude, we have these messages to communicate, how can we persuade users to view them? Even when we're a bit more user-centric, we tend to think in terms of content or functionality users supposedly want. Rarely do we step back and ask ourselves what the user's ultimate goal is or what problem they're trying to solve. Rarely do we think about how we can make the user feel more empowered, and rarely do we take the time to look at the website and how it fits into the bigger picture of what we're offering to customers in terms of products or services. If we're going to adopt the principles of user experience design, we must look at our websites within the context of the organization's products and services. We must focus on what problems we as an organization are solving for users. Until we do that, we're going to be doing little more than scratching the surface.